Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. To anyone who is up and listening to our show today, congratulations. You've gotten the new year off to a good start. Something that has always fascinated me are New Year's traditions that get celebrated today. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, let's see how many we can think of during these first few hours of January 1st.
Well, the one that occurs at the Pellegrino household is to open a magnum of champagne.
Really?
That's the first tradition, of
course. Sounds good.
You have to start with something delightful to get that day going.
There you go. Well, you know, I think one that's very well known in this part of the world comes from the American South. And it's the first meal of the New Year should be black-eyed peas,
right,
collard greens, cornbread, and pork, and Hoppin' John, a very famous dish, should figure into this. And that'll get the New Year's off to a great start.
Yep. A few of my neighbors do it all the time, and I'm always invited over. Eating a bunch of black-eyed peas is supposed to signify a great year with a lot of luck.
And Hoppin' John, black-eyed peas, rice, pork, onions.
Sure.
We're going to put that recipe at the end of our
thing. I think that's the local one that's the best one to do. In Denmark, I know that they save up their plates, the ones that they don't want, and New Year's Day, they throw them at the doors of their homes and their friends and neighbors.
I read about that.
Yes. So maybe we should start here in Baltimore.
I don't know. We haven't.
I don't know. We'll see what I do. Will happen.
Well, speaking of a round plate, because New Year's Day represents a kind of closing of a circle or the continuation of a cycle, circular ring-shaped foods are appropriate. So donuts and bagels are served to people to commemorate it.
I know that in Spain, you have to eat 12 grapes, you know, at the strike of midnight or shortly thereafter.
Yeah, every time the bell clangs, you're supposed to eat a grape, which means you have to do a lot of furious chewing.
Right.
And I think that it's okay to put that off until the following morning.
There are a bunch of cultures that bake things into cakes, right? I know certainly the king cake down in New Orleans is a big one. And so baking coins or a statue of baby Jesus, whoever gets the slice of that cake during the celebration is supposed to have good luck for the coming year.
In Greece, they call it a St. Basil's cake.
Right.
And they have that. In the same vein are these Dutch treats, which are called oliebollen.
Oh, right.
Which are little balls of oily dough, deep fat fried and dusted with powdered sugar.
Yeah.
And it's sort of a European hush puppy.
Right.
You know, and sounds delicious. I'd like to have somebody offer me those.
Yeah, I know the French in the morning like to eat stacks of crepes or even stacks of pancakes with jam, sweetness, or even syrup. But a whole stack of them, again, signifying sort of wealth and good fortune.
They probably do like a stack of 12.
Yes, would be, the traditional.
Yeah, for all the years.
Sure.
In some cultures, they like to put together a bowl of 12 round fruits.
Right. Again, round being the sort of symbol of continuing or the end of the circle and the start
of
the new.
And 12 being the number of months that are ahead of us.
Right.
Mexicans celebrate the new year by offering you a tamale.
Right.
Little packets of corn dough stuffed with ground meat, cheese, and spices are a perfect finger food. And then they have something called a menudo soup, which is made from tripe and hominy and is reputed to be a very good hangover cure.
Which many people might have to start the first of the year, for sure.
And looking into the north of Europe, herring.
Oh, pickled herring.
Pickled herring. Yeah. I think it's because it's very silvery, which would kind
of... Almost like coins and wealth.
Good
fortune.
So you can try these things. We're going to put the Hoppin' John recipe on the website.
Which is probably the best one to try.
It is. We wish you a very, very happy New Year.
A great, healthy 2019 to everyone.
Well, I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.